How's everyone doing today? And welcome to The Finger Fix. I'm your host, Crystal Lejeune, and together we'll be exploring the unpioneered parts of the mind in music. And I'm not at Comic-Con. And this show is brought to you by Explosion.com, your source for some of the hottest video game news and reviews and stuff. Yeah, I like this track. And I'm actually talking over the good part of this track. With that, I apologize. But you know how it is, introductions. Make sure to like The Finger Fix on Facebook. That's Finger Fix, no spaces. It's the banana picture. Speaking of, you know, I had a hard time coming up with a logo for this episode because there's nothing in this episode. Well, there's stuff in the episode, but there's like no point. But, I mean, besides the sharing part and like the fun facts you're going to have coming up later on, like, did you know that you could download the entire Wikipedia, or the English Wikipedia, and it'll only come up to like 6 gigs or something like that? That's intense. Well, you gotta compress it, of course, and probably want to just put it in cloud storage, but who does that shit? Well, I'm talking for too long. Enjoy the track, start head bobbing to the beat because it's easy, and I'll be back later.
Whoa. Ah! Did you know that in Assassin's Creed, every key character you assassinate was a real person? And that the date and location of their deaths is accurate. That's pretty impressive. I mean, it's not so much about the political correctness of it, or incorrectness, or whatever. But instead, it's more like they actually took the effort to do that. That's cool. And like, but nobody cares. And I guess that's kind of what happens. A lot of the time, a lot of things get overlooked in video games. I don't know. I guess it's and then I like to play fiction. I says fiction like it's a book. I like to play more of a fantasy type of game because of because you don't have to worry about crap like that. But everybody likes Assassin's Creed. I can't. Well, I couldn't get into the first one, honestly, or the second one. Third one just looks like it's interesting. I don't know. I really don't. I honestly don't know what to say about it. I'm not the go-to guy when it comes to Assassin's Creed. Did you know that 42% of gamers were female, or are female? Actually, I said were female. And yeah, that's some girl power stuff. Power to the players. I shouldn't have quoted GameStop. They suck. Well, I shouldn't say that because I kind of might get a job. Shouldn't say that either. I just lost fans. I just lost fans. Overall, I just lost fans. It's cool. It's cool. I get it. I get it. I completely get it. I understand. Did you know that the game Cloud, by that game company, the company who made Journey, that everybody forgot about? The game Cloud is pretty much a god simulation game, like Godville or something like that. Except they didn't say that. So people just called it a dream simulator, which is cool. I mean, nice. They got their own little genre going on, their own niche. People don't know about that game because people didn't know about them until Journey came out, so. Yeah. Kind of like Ico. People didn't give a shit about Ico until Shadow Colossus came out. And did you know that the guy in Shadow Colossus is my distant cousin? Imagine. Imagine. How do you know I'm not coming out with this? How do you know I'm not just lying about this stuff? And how do I know that the facts that I'm reading are not lies? I'm pretty sure they're not, though. That's my reassurance. I'm pretty sure this is accurate information. I hope you've been enjoying the music. I found it pretty much pointless to do a track listing or mention the tracks, you know, on air or whatever. I mean, that'd be cool. I just need to get a few complaints and I'll go back to doing it. But for the most part, the track listing is at the bottom because a lot of stuff is remixed or whatever, or I just kind of chop it up. I kind of edit the production a little bit to make it fit into the show. And if you don't like that, just let me know, and like I'll see what I can do. Hope you're enjoying it so far, and we're about to kick it off with some new stuff. Let's go upbeat, see what happens. You ready? It's Bob the Head.
Shades. Can't see the haters and I can't see the haters. My team gets cream so we can leave to Jamaica. A police when we stay where the needs fixing the makeup. No breakup. Classic Lakers, they afraid to face us. I know they mad at me, how I pass them be in the fantasy, like your majesty, magically turn the green in the ashes, G, a savage, and they're so average, G, I'm in my car driving away, laughing, E, to the bank, why they think, what a tragedy, man, into the dragon, I enter in bragging, we high lagging, pants in the center all sagging, ladies, please believe I'm down to work, go from uptown to orders to the streets in Berlin.
Into the unknown, I reach for the ticket that equals my new home, and I feel as if I was blown, because the state we in is displaying a red zone. See, I know we'll reach rubies and diamonds if we only work together as one. But first, you need to try it and realize it's not you, no me, it's we, yeah. It's we, it's we, yeah. It's we, it's we, yeah. It's we, it's we, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And it's not me, it's me, no, no. I respect taste for perfection. Life ain't always golden plays and wonder lessons. See, I know that we'll reach rubies and diamonds if we only work together as one. But first, you need to try it and realize it's not you, it's me. It's real, it's real.
Definitely a lot of Sam I Am today, because I like his album art, which is just like a picture of this kid, like, boy, it's him, but it's like he's looking into you, into the abyss, which is you, you know, poetic, and it's like this piercing gaze, yo, and then, I don't know, this is all retro and vintage and stuff, and it's cool. But Sam I Am, a lot of the brain feed artists, like I mentioned, I think back in episode 4 or something like that, they're just kind of doing it. That's just huge with the LA beat scene right now. As far as like the next two episodes will probably be radio episodes. And then maybe, most likely, I'll try to do a Let's Play video. I actually have it recorded already. It's just that I have to convert it and then do the voiceover. So that's gonna be the part that's gonna annoy me. It was actually Dwarf Fortress. The Brothers Russell not on yet, but they probably will be eventually. As soon as I can get an episode out of them. Something significantly gaming related. You know, and I actually had a question like yesterday. I was like, somebody asked me about the tech stuff, and I was just telling them, you know how hard it was to do the tech episodes? It was just, that was all just me. Like, it was kind of off the top, honestly. So, I mean, I knew what I was talking about or whatever like that. You know, I wouldn't give you crappy information, but it was just tedious as far as the cuts and stuff like that. And it was a lot of up and down with the production. So I found it easier to just kind of have the music, like right now I have the music kind of backdropping, and then I'll probably wrap it. I'll actually wrap this episode up with a song, because I've been wanting to do that. It is super early. It's tiring, but I like doing this, and we'll continue to. And I hope y'all is just kind of like feeling the music and hanging out, just vibing out, man. At a pool somewhere in California. No, an empty pool in the desert somewhere in California. Because that's where I would want to be right now. Start freestyling on the diving board. And then just backflip into the empty pool and like, crowd surf or some crap like that. On a skateboard. Yeah, you see that? That's improv right there. But thanks for listening. Find me on Twitter at Chris LeJean. Main page. Well, not the main page, but this page. Left side. Click like. We can go to the Facebook page now, which is The Finger Fix, no spaces. Yeah. Special thank yous to you. And I'm out.